I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to the Hour of the Time, broadcast worldwide right here on WWCR 7435 on your shortwave dial. Tonight, again, we have as our guest Linda Thompson, and you're going to hear some music on this show that's available to order from us for $10 per take plus $2 postage and handling. It's the album by Carl Klang entitled It's Dangerous to Be Right when the Government is Wrong. And, boy, that says it all. It sure sums it up for this broadcast. So, folks, don't go away. This is really some hot stuff. We're going to teach you how to form a legal constitutional militia so that if they come to your town to make a massacre, you can stop it right in its tracks.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblocks to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bright and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Hoover, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives wheresoever eagles gather. That is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand. There two strangers as they trespass, drew first blood on private land. Governor Andrews, back in Boise, let the enemy tell him lies. And from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hills, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Beaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Though the armies of the enemy may surround us in the night, there's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend, as we gather here together, stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives wheresoever eagles gather. That is where his body is. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
Folks, if you like the music that you're hearing now and that you're going to hear in the rest of this broadcast, it's from this album by Carl Klang, a good friend of mine, entitled Warning, It's Dangerous to Be Right When the Government is Wrong, and that says it all. Let me tell you the other tunes that are on this album, and you're going to hear some of them tonight. Actually, it's not an album. It's a cassette tape. It's a good quality cassette tape, too. It's not this cheapy stuff, okay? Side one is Wheresoever Eagles Gather, the Ballad of Randy Weaver. That's the selection that you just heard. Then there's We the People of the United States of America. And then Jesus, the Way and the Truth and the Life. And isn't that the truth? Side two, It's Dangerous to Be Right When the Government is Wrong. The song Paper Money, which you've heard on this broadcast, and I'm sure others. And also the last selection called It's Coming Down. If you would like to get a cassette of this album, If you would like to get this cassette, send us $12 postpaid, and we'll send it right off to you, folks. We are the authorized agents to sell this cassette album for Carl Clay. Well, Linda Thompson is back with us again tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and tonight we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart that I've been wanting to do for a long, long time, and tonight we're going to do it. We are going to begin tonight the establishment of the unorganized militia of the independent several states which make up the United States of America, as authorized legally by the Constitution of the United States of America, and independently by the several constitutions, independently of each state and the laws of each state. And we've got to go about this in the proper way, folks, so that it can be done legally, so that it will be effective, and so that we can protect ourselves against these criminals, these liars, these deceivers, these manipulators who have taken over control of what we thought was the best government in the world. We know that there must be some inherent weaknesses, or these people wouldn't have been able to creep in and take over and destroy what man has created as the only instrument in the history of the world that has truly given man any freedom whatsoever. Because prior to the establishment of the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, no people who ever lived on the face of this earth had ever truly been free. Now our freedoms are being taken away from us, and these are creator-endowed rights which cannot be taken away from us. Now our Constitution and Bill of Rights were established to protect our creator-endowed rights. Part of the Constitution of the United States of America is a clause which says that we have the right to keep and bear arms, and that this right shall not be infringed, and that it is for the purpose of a militia. And we're going to talk about this tonight. We're also going to offer you a package which you can order from us for $15. Each package is made out for your particular state. So if you live in a particular state and you're interested in helping us form the individual militia for each state, then you need to write to us, send us $15. We're going to send you a big, thick packet of information which is going to include the following: the laws of your particular state concerning the formation of a militia, your state constitution, and in particular, the clauses of your constitution which pertain to the formation of an organized, unorganized militia, the United States Constitution and the applicable federal laws, and everything else that you're going to need within your particular state to form a legal constitutional militia conforming to the United States Constitution, the Constitution, and the laws of your individual state. Linda, welcome back to the Hour of the Time. Let's get right into this. What is the particular part of the United States Constitution which allows us to do this? Can we talk about that right off the bat?
The Second Amendment clearly articulates and protects the rights that we're speaking of here, because it begins, a well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And this was the basis for the militia assembly that we called in Waco in April. And in order to do that, I found that I was sorely lacking in any understanding of militia and militia law, and how were we going to avoid being arrested as a band of armed insurrectionists. Because there are laws on the federal books, federal laws, against insurrection, sedition, and treason. And in studying the case law on that, I found it very interesting that the militia itself is defined in the law, in the federal law, and I didn't want to step on anybody's toes, because there are already are state militias in several of the states. People have already gone to the trouble of researching this and done it themselves. But as far as I knew, no one had done anything with the United States militia. So, in looking it up, in the code book, in the United States Code, which is the federal laws, at Title 10, Section 311, defines the militia of the United States as all able-bodied males between 17 and 45. And there's two classes, the organized militia and the unorganized. Well, the organized militia is basically the National Guard and Naval Militia.
And there's some doubt about that, because I have documents that were passed by the United States Senate in 1983 where the United States Senate, now this is the United States Senate in Washington, D.C., folks, ruled that the National Guard is not a part of the constitutional militia. And I'm going to be digging that out of boxes tonight and send copies to Linda so that we can determine which of these two is valid. It could be that the Senate just did another dummy thing and maybe it has no validity, but we're going to look it up. Go ahead, Linda. What's the other one?
Well, without repealing this code section, they've contradicted themselves is what they've done. But prior, this code section was enacted in 1916. Before 1916, the entire militia of the United States consisted of, well, the defense of the United States was every able-bodied male between 17 and 45 was considered to be in the militia. And you were required to have a musket and a keg of powder and so many bullets and a cleaning kit and so forth. That, and when the... Who was president in 1916? Was it Woodrow Wilson?
I believe it was, yes.
It was Wilson. Wilson decided that the militia was a mess, and he wanted to organize it and put it under federal control, and that's why the statute was enacted. At Title 10, Section 311, they decided they would fund a National Guard and provide equipment and uniforms and training so that we would have an organized militia that could be called up rapidly. But in the meantime, they also created a second class of militia, which is the unorganized militia, which is basically everybody else.
Well, they didn't really create a second class. What they did was they just left the original militia alone, and that is what became the second class.
Right.
But the whole purpose of this was to bring the militia of the people under the control of the federal government. However, they failed to make any provision for calling up the unorganized militia.
Right. And what they did, you're absolutely right, because they created an organized militia class that didn't exist before. And that is everybody that's in the National Guard and the Naval Militia. And anyone that's not in the National Guard or the Naval Militia is still a member of the unorganized militia.
As long as you're between the ages of 17 and 45.
Now, it does specifically say male. However, with the anti-discrimination laws that have passed since 1916, it would be my position that it would apply equally to females.
And in the coming battle, folks, I want you there with me. I don't care what your sex is. We need you.
Now, the Constitution itself gives Congress the power to call forth the militia. But Congress hasn't availed itself of that opportunity because nowhere have they enacted a statute that says how the unorganized militia is to be called up. But they do have detailed plans and so forth for calling up the National Guard.
That's because the National Guard is really, in effect, a federal force and is not a militia at all. The unorganized militia is, in effect, the individual, independent militias of the states, which if they were called up by the federal government, and if the federal government was, in effect, usurping the power of the Constitution or the states are subverting the Constitution or in any way doing something against what is legally and morally right in this country, the unorganized militia, correct me if I'm wrong, Linda, the unorganized militia, being the militia of the state, could refuse to go and could, in fact, stay and stand its ground to protect the state. Is that correct?
Sort of.
Okay, straighten me out now, because you're the lawyer, not me.
Okay. There's actually two statuses. It makes it a little confusing, because each state is sovereign. And each state can have its own, does have its own militia and its own National Guard. Okay, the state National Guard is a state asset unless it is activated by Congress, at which point it becomes a federal asset. So that the National Guard actually has a dual status. And as long as, and it's under the control of the governor, even though the governor, if he is told, or she, to activate the National Guard does not really have a choice in the matter because the one Supreme Court case on it ruled against the governor who refused to allow his National Guard to be used as a federal asset. So basically, unless the National Guard is activated by Congress, the National Guard is a state-controlled entity. And the same can be said of the militia. Each individual state's militia is a separate militia, and it's for the protection of that particular state and the citizens of that state.
Yeah, and what most people don't understand, that during the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln called up the Army of the Republic to fight against the southern states that seceded from the Union, this Army of the Republic was made up of a very small corps of actual federal troops. All of the rest of the units were actual state militias. They were not federal militias at all, but because they had voted to stay within the Union, they sent their militia to fight with the Army of the Republic.
Yeah, and the thing is, with the federal code that I was just reading, if the unorganized militia or the National Guard would be for the defense of the country as a whole, or the United States, big U, big F, all of the states united, against, say, a foreign or a common enemy of the United States. So that you actually have a separate federal militia and each individual state militia. Now, so that wouldn't preclude someone from being a member of one but not the other, or from having an overall national militia comprised of anybody that wants to be in it, and then each state having their own.
What if the federal government went against all the laws and against the Constitution and, in effect, became the enemy of the United States of America?
Well, it can't be the federal government per se, because we, the people, are the government. It can be the leaders that we have elected, and I think there's a real good quote by Abraham Lincoln that comes to mind, that we, the people, are the rightful masters of both the Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who have perverted the Constitution.
Outstanding. I knew you would say that. And the purpose of asking that question was to establish the point, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're listening very carefully to me, establish the point that we can do no wrong as long as we commit no criminal acts, and as long as our sole and whole purpose is to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and in fact reinstate the Constitution as the supreme law of the land.
And realize, even in, during the American Revolution, that people were charged with sedition, insurrection, and treason, because at the time they didn't have sedition.
Yeah, you have to remember that the history books are written by the winner, and the winner determines what is right and what is wrong and what is history and what is not, and who is a hero and who is a traitor. So we have to win.
That's right. But we will. I've read the last chapter.
I think we'll win too, but I think there's going to be very few of us fighting to make that win possible. And I don't see how the rest of you out there who know darn well you're not going to be with us. I know that some of you will be, and I love you, but I know that some of you won't be. I don't know how you're ever going to look yourselves in the face after it's all over. I really don't know how you're going to be able to get up in the morning and look in the mirror and explain it all to yourself.
Well, only 3% of the population participated in the original revolution. I wonder how that worked, but nonetheless, what we are going to have to do is, as the rightful masters of the Congress and the courts, is reclaim those Congress members and the courts and put this country back on the right track. We have got to get back to our Constitution. We have murderers and thieves literally running this country. Right now, we cannot appeal to the government to correct or address the grievances that we have, because the very people we have to appeal to are the ones that need to be strung up. They are the traitors to this country. Right now, the leaders of this country have committed treason, and yet there's no one to put them on trial because they are the leaders.
Well, I think there is someone to put them on trial, and I think that that will be determined in the future. right now, we have a tremendous job of waking people up. 90% of our battle right now is education. The other 10% right now, I think, is establishing a legal militia in order to protect ourselves from any more Waco massacres or Randy Weaver episodes or anything like that that we know is coming. And there's a lot of things that have happened in this country that you people out there don't even know about, that have been overshadowed by these other things. We're in tremendous danger, and we have to be very careful, but we have to do certain things, and establishing a legal constitutional militia is one of those things that we have to do, and we have to do it right away. So we're going to need a lot of people, volunteers in each state, to do this, and you need to send for your package. You don't all have to send for a package. You get one package per state. It doesn't matter. We hope that you all get one. And you can do that by sending $15 to me, William Cooper, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. That's PO Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. Okay, Linda, what's next?
Well, one comment I wanted to make, I don't know if I made this comment when I was with you before, but I had predicted that we would begin to see after Waco a lot of the media propaganda, the government using the media to spread disinformation and to whip up a lot of racial tension, and that they would target groups known as skinheads or anything that they could label white supremacists, and also Black Panther or Black Militia groups, this kind of thing.
And that's happening, isn't it?
And it's exactly what's already happening, because,
yep.
And if you'll follow what's happened out in California, there were federal agents that instigated this whole thing with the so-called targeting of the Rodney King Church by so-called skinheads. Yet it was our own government that started this, and they're using the media as a mouthpiece to stir up racial tension, and I just want to urge everyone, please don't buy into it. We have a common enemy. Whether we're black or white, it doesn't matter. We have a common enemy, and it's not us.
That's a common theme of this radio broadcast, and my listening audience hear it from me all the time. They've heard me tell them, I guess hundreds of times, that it's not the Jews. The poor Jewish couple down in the corner that runs the store don't know any more about this than you people did before you learned about it. But you see, they're beginning to target me also, Linda. Everybody out there who listens to this program knows that I'm not racist at all, that I have called the shots on this manipulation to divide us and conquer us. And now they are attacking me. The latest attack was in last month's issue of Omni Magazine, for those of you who have not read it. Under the section entitled Anti-Matter, they accused me, William Cooper, of being an anti-Semite, anti-Semitic. You all know that that's not true. Now, if you want to put an end to this, and if you want to call their shot on it, flood Omni Magazine with letters and tell them the truth. I'm not going to tell you what to say. You've been listening to this broadcast. You know what to say. But flood them with letters and tell them what the truth of that is, and tell them you're not going to buy the old scam anymore of labeling patriots as anti-Semitic when they're not. But they've targeted me, Linda, because I've really damaged them with this broadcast, and you're really damaging them, and you've even been shot at, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't think they were trying to hit me. I think they were trying to scare me, but I was with Ben, who, by the way, is a very strong patriot, and physically and in spirit, and he's black. He's my bodyguard. We were shot at as we turned a corner by one of the constant little tails that we have. We usually have two or three cars tailing us now, and I would think that it'd be kind of expensive and a waste of time, but they do it nonetheless, whoever they is.
Well, those of us who are fighting this battle, we're used to that. Over the years, I've been physically attacked and injured, and I'm not going to go into my injuries. Some of you know what they are. Some of you don't. It doesn't make any difference. I just want to let you know that we're fighting a real battle, and there are real casualties in this battle. And one of the main weapons that they have is intimidation. And the first thing they try to do is scare people into stopping whatever it is that they're doing that the powers that be don't like. And then if you don't, then they'll hurt you. And I've been hurt. Linda is in the stages of being intimidated. Other people have been hurt. People have been killed, murdered. There have been a lot of casualties in this war, but those of us who are dedicated and understand what real freedom really is and what it means for us and for our posterity, which is a word that our forefathers dropped on us, it means for everybody that follows after us, our progeny way down the line, to preserve the freedom, the liberty, the creator-endowed rights that were given to us by God, that no one can take away from us. They can pretend to. They may do it for a little while, but we'll always somehow get them back because they were given to us by God. Those of you who don't believe in God, you have no protection.
One of the points that I think is very important to make is when you're considering what to do, the decision my husband and I came to was that, yes, this is a pretty scary step. Yes, we are against a very formidable enemy. Yes, they have a lot of intimidation tactics, and they even have some of the laws on their side because they have managed to manipulate everything from the judicial system to the Department of Justice very successfully, and people are afraid. I've heard so many people tell me, I'm afraid the government's going to tap my phone, or the government will sick the IRS on me, or the government will take my stuff. Well, yeah, that's very true. But you just think about this for a minute. You have children, and they're going to have children, and you're setting the example for those children. What kind of legacy are you leaving your children when you bow down to them, when you let them lead you into slavery, when you let them lead you into a country where you can't do anything for fear that the government's going to tap your phone or sick the IRS or take your house? You have to do what they want you to do because you're so afraid. That's what you're leaving your children, and it can only be worse for them, and they'll remember your example, and they won't do any better because they'll be afraid.
That's right.
You can lead by example, even if the first wave doesn't succeed. Your heroism, your patriotism, and your dedication won't go unnoticed by your children and their children. We remember Ben Franklin, we remember Thomas Paine, we remember Thomas Jefferson. We remember the true patriots of the turn of the century because they were brave, because they had the conscience and the morals and direction from God that they heard and followed. And that's what we've got to do.
Well, they also had a hidden agenda that most of the listeners of this show understand. And they established this as a great experiment to see if man could really rule himself. And if man couldn't rule himself, then man had no excuse when it came time to put man back into chains. And folks, I'm telling you right now, it's either stand up now or get down on your knees later. Which do you want? I'm not going to get down on my knees for anybody, and I'm going to stand up now, and I'm not going to be a slave. I'd rather be dead. And you're going to be faced with that same choice. Now, just to give you some example of what fear can do, in my family, there's one of my family who said to me, to my face, and I couldn't believe this, made me angry for a long time. Finally, I did something about it. I told them to kiss it where the sun don't shine, and they're not a part of my family anymore. But this person actually told me that he didn't care what was happening because I wasn't going to be alive when all of this came to pass anyway, which was the same as telling me that that person didn't care about me or my children or anybody else in this family. So I got, and I would encourage you too, don't let anybody stick around that ain't going to tow their rope. Linda, go ahead.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, we're hearing from people that say, well, I'm so afraid the government's going to do this, that, or the other thing. That's the whole reason you should be fighting. Whatever your fear is, whatever it is that's keeping you from standing up against it is the very reason you should be standing up against it. And we can't allow ourselves to be divided by these created controversies. The government is funding controversy on two sides, racial issues.
That's right. Remember the Hegelian dialectic. This is what they practice. They create conflicts. They control both sides of the conflicts. Their people are at the head of both sides of the conflicts. And I'm telling you right now, we're fighting a terrible, despicable enemy. And they have put their agents in the patriot movement, and their agents control the heads of a lot of these patriot movements that some of you belong to. I call them Trojan horses. And you better learn, folks, you better learn really quick how to think for yourselves, how to question what people tell you and what people do, and how to act on your own. We don't need all these organizations, and we don't need all these leaders, and you should never look to me to tell you the truth. Like I've always told you, don't believe what anybody says or anything that you read until you check it out for yourself. Listen to everybody, read everything, do your own investigations. And if you're not going to do any investigations, if you think that there's someone up there that you can blindly believe and you don't have to check out, then you're one of the fools of the world. You're going to be somebody's puppet until the day you die, and when they pull that string, you're going to dance. It's time to take our break, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very, very short pause. Remember, folks, tonight's program exists for the purpose of doing something that nobody's done in a long, long time. We have to form the militia, a legal, constitutional militia, to protect ourselves from more massacres of American citizens by the criminals, the liars, the deceivers, the scumbags that pose as our leaders. So, for your package, for your individual state, make sure you specify what state you want the package for. Send $15 postpaid to William Cooper, P.O. Box 1420. Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. Do it now, folks. Also, while you're at it, call Swiss America Trading. You need to protect yourself against what's coming in the future. And you should know by now that what's coming in the future is not going to be good for any of us, either economically or in any other way. So call Swiss America Trading right now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. They're people just like us. They care about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They care about you. They care about this program, the hour of the time, and that's why they've spent so much money paying for the airtime to make sure that the hour of the time is broadcast to the world. These are good people. They're also experts in what they do. And what they do, folks, is make available investments in hard assets, precious metals, the only assets that have proven throughout history to protect what you've worked for all your life. Call now 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. For the first 200 callers, you'll receive Harry Figge's report entitled Tackle the Debt. Call now 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. While you're at it, tell them you're a loyal listener to the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper, and they'll send you a free newsletter on how to protect your future. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Notice, folks, it's an 800 number. It doesn't cost you a thing, and you need the information that they're going to send you. By protecting your future, you're also protecting the future of this broadcast, the Hour of the Time, and freedom for the world. So call now. Do it right now. There's going to be some music and you have time. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did.
The song you are about to hear is true. Though some of the events described have not occurred in the life of the author, they have occurred in the lives of thousands of other revenue-oppressed Americans. The author disclaims any responsibility or liability for any loss incurred as a consequence of the use and the application of any of the following information, which is not provided for the purpose of rendering any legal advice or professional service. In other words, this song is totally frivolous and without merit.
Last April, right around tax time, along with my 1044, sent the IRS a message to tell them they was wrong. And I told them I was sick and tired of playing their cheating game. And as for all my honest, hard-earned wages, to them they never had no claim. Because I never worked in Puerto Rico, nor lived in Washington, D.C. I wasn't under their jurisdiction, and there was nothing they could do to me. Since I've never ever been an employee of the federal government, I ain't lying before, the subject to know I've never owed you one red cent. But let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your feet right as they put the hard lean on. If it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now it didn't take them very long before they garnished all my hard-earned pay. Then they repossessed my pickup truck and had it towed away. And then they up and seized my bank account and they auctioned off my family farm. And to keep me from proving my innocence, well, they shackled me and I. Now let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize the deep pride as they put the heartless on. Guess it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now the truth about the IRS code is that it's fraudulently misapplied, because the legal definition of taxpayer is exclusively derived. So all you agents of the evil IRS are in reality a bunch of thieves who are working for the foreign bankers to bring America to her knees. So listen up, you international bankers, and all you traitorous congressmen, and all you low-down lying, thieving, cheating lawyers, better leave the country while you can. When the people find out the truth about how the income tax is based on fraud, they're gonna rise up all across this nation. They're gonna rout you about those out by God. To use the famous words of Andy Jackson, they're gonna rout you by those out by God. And then it's gonna be dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. We'll trample down their rights as we break inside their home. We'll terrorize as we rise as we put the heartless on. This was dangerous cause we're right and the government is wrong. This was dangerous cause we're right and the government is wrong.
Explicit reservation of all rights without prejudice per UCC 1-207.
Get back to the militia. Now, after these people get this packet, what should they do?
Read it and decide what they're going to do in their state and who they're going to do it with and how they're going to do it. Each state is going to have to be responsible for their own plan and their own organization. One thing I would highly suggest would be, if you have friendly local law enforcement, would be to involve them as much as possible.
Absolutely.
In the planning stages, because most of your local law enforcement, they live in the community with you, they work with you, they have the same goals you do. They want a safe place for their family and their children. They want a free America the same as you and I do.
One of the things, though, that you're going to have to overcome with law enforcement is, I remember when I was a lot younger, they were taught to protect and to serve. Now they're not being taught to protect and to serve. They're taught to enforce and arrest. And they are taught that we are their enemy. They're taught that anyone who doesn't wear their uniform is their enemy. And if you don't believe that, you go down and get the textbooks, and you go down and sit in their classes at their training academies, and you'll see this is exactly true. So you're going to have to overcome that, because you're going to find that the longer they've been in, if they haven't figured it out already that it's wrong, that the more you're going to have to overcome. But you are going to find that these are, by and large, good people, and you do need them on your side.
And if there are factions in your community that are disagreeing over religious issues or the abortion issue or the gun issue or whatever issue it is, try to find your common ground and try to emphasize that we're fighting a common enemy, so that each of us can be free to have our own different opinions, whatever they might be, and our own different religious beliefs, and our own freedom to believe what we want to believe. We don't have to force our beliefs on other people to live side by side with different beliefs, but we must be free to have those beliefs. All of us must be.
That's right. Remember that whatever freedom you take away from someone else, you have also already stripped from yourself. You cannot claim the right of free speech if you deny that right to someone else. You cannot claim the right to keep and bear arms if you deny that right to someone else. And so on and so forth, all the way down the line.
So we've got to put aside the differences in religion, racial philosophies, all those things, and realize that for us to have a truly free country, we have to get rid of the people that want to dominate us in our government, to put us under complete economic and physical control. And those are our enemies, not someone of a different skin color, not somebody of a different religion, not somebody of no religion. If they are a patriot and they're concerned about the Constitution and they're concerned about preserving our liberties, then they're your friend. We have got to put these differences aside, and we've got to educate people. We've got to let people know what is going on. We have horrible people, truly evil people, leading this country right now. And all you have to do is see the Waco tape and hear Janet Reno say, "The buck stops here, I'm responsible," and Bill Clinton telling her, "Sleep tight, Janet, you had a good day." After 100 people were burned to death, to know that we have murderers and liars running this country.
Yeah.
Now, what is it going to take? What is it going to take to get people to get off their butts and take their government back? Get the Constitution back and get these thieves and murderers out of our government. Right now, the gun control issue is a hoax. Who's going to benefit the most when guns are banned? Two groups. And they're actually the same group.
The criminals and the criminals.
They have the most lucrative black market in guns ever seen in the world. This is a huge country.
That's right,
folks. What happened when drugs were banned? Immediately, certain criminal factions began to make enormous amounts of money. Our own government began to make enormous amounts of money off illegal drug trafficking. The CIA, the NSA, and the DEA have been responsible for running drugs into this country. It's a well-documented fact, and they do it to fund their covert operations that they don't want to report to Congress. What is going to happen when guns are banned? The exact same thing. It becomes a fundraiser for the covert activities of various organizations in the government and various rogue factions.
That's right. And prohibition should have... Prohibition should have educated everybody. I mean, they outlawed in the Constitution, outlawed alcoholic beverages in the entire United States of America. What happened? It created an organized criminal element that eventually became known as the Mafia. In effect, the Mafia had already existed. It was really established in Italy way back during the 1800s by Giuseppe Mazzini as a branch of the Illuminati. And that's documented. I can prove it to anyone. And that's going to be an upcoming episode of the Mystery Babylon series that we've been airing. And that explains also these strange relationships between the Mafia and the Central Intelligence Agency, which is made up of, by and large, the secret societies. In fact, you can't even get in the intelligence community if you're not a member of one of four major groups of the secret societies known as the Mystery Schools or the Mystery Religion of Babylon. And that we've also documented. For those of you hearing this for the first time, if you want the best education that you could ever get in the world on who is bringing all this about and why and where it's taking us, order the send for a packet of information, send a number 10 self-addressed stamped envelope with $1 to William Cooper, P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona 85901. You'll hear this address repeated later on down the line. Ask for a packet of information and order the tape series of this broadcast on the Mystery Schools. Mystery Babylon is the name of the series. And your eyes will be opened. There's 27 hours already on tape. You will not believe what you're going to learn, but it will open your eyes. You will understand politics. You will understand the world much better than you ever have. Linda, once they get this package and they open it up and they decide what they're going to do, how do they know if they're doing the right thing? I mean, who's going to help them in their state? What do they do if they are not sure about what they're doing?
Well, you know, Bill, you got me there because they can't rely on a conventional attorney because few, if any, attorneys have checked into this.
In other words, we may have to test the system in a couple of places, huh?
That's going to be it, exactly, because the militia is the people, and the people are the government. So.
Now, when you called up the unorganized militia in Waco, Texas, and some people showed up with weapons, what happened?
Oh, it was an amazing thing to behold. Before we went down there to Waco, I put the announcement out pretty much nationwide, and I was really heartened to hear from several thousand people who wanted to go down there and form an outside perimeter and just shoot all the ATF agents, frankly. But we had resolved that this was going to be a peaceful demonstration because no one had, I don't think at that point, we really believed that with all the media coverage and so forth that these people would be murdered.
Oh, I knew they'd be murdered. I said it on this broadcast over and over and over again. My listeners knew they were going to be murdered long before it happened.
Yeah, I did too, but I really, really thought...
Didn't want to believe it, did you?
No, I didn't want to believe it. And I got calls from a few people that said, well, if you go down there with guns, it's going to bring martial law down on our heads, and you're going to get everybody into trouble, and all these people are going to be crazy.
And these were so-called patriot groups telling you this, wasn't it?
It was Jackie Petru with CDR and Greg Keller with CDR, as a matter of fact, that said that. Which sounded a lot like handgun control to me. I've been in plenty of groups with armed individuals, all of them acting very rationally and sanely. And, you know, most of the people, there are something like 70 million gun owners in this country that own 300 million guns between them. And none of us have committed crimes with our guns, you know, that I know, none of the people I know. But anyway, we decided that this should remain peaceful, but to be a demonstration of the fact that there are people that are armed and prepared and know how to use their weapons who are ready, willing, and able to be members of the militia. And so to that end, we had a militia assembly for an inspection, and that was taken from the wording of the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state. Well, I decided our militia wasn't very well regulated because, to my knowledge, we've never had a meeting before. So we needed to have one to be well regulated if we're going to insist on our rights to keep and bear arms and to defend our state. So that was actually the purpose, was an inspection and a get-together and that kind of thing. And it was very peaceful. But in the meantime, up here in my own state, reporters called the U.S. Attorney's Office to see when they were going to indict me for inciting insurrection. And then down in Texas, I just found out from an attorney this week, the same attorney that has been getting all the Branch Davidians indicted and keeping people in jail as material witnesses and so forth, Bill Johnstone, had already prepared in charging informations against me for the militia, and apparently both of them discovered the amazing thing that this was legal.
In other words, they weren't able to indict you, were you, because you didn't do anything illegal, did you?
If they could have, they certainly would have, because they've, you know, done everything else.
Oh, absolutely. They would have enjoyed, they would have really loved to indict a bunch of patriots holding weapons who were forming militia units in order to put these creeps in jail.
They would have loved it, because I was the only outside attorney coming down there giving them trouble. And then all these patriots show up, you know, and suddenly their whole scam is exposed, because they're claiming, well, the people are supporting this. And the ATF even had billboards up around the city saying, thank you, Waco, for your support, and so forth. When everywhere I looked, there were people protesting this. There were people objecting to it, and yet they were all being kept away by machine guns, by ATF agents with machine guns at roadblocks. Now, this is in America. This is in the United States. The ATF isn't police.
Yeah.
They don't have any authority on a Texas road.
That's right. Didn't keep me away. Didn't keep you away either, did it?
Yeah, but they're standing out there intimidating people with machine guns. I mean, these are federal agents standing in the Texas roadway. Governor Ann Richards didn't have the cajones to tell them to take their butts and go home. She should have. And people, you need to contact your governors and tell them you're not going to put up with this. If feds show up in your state, your governor has an absolute right to throw them out on their ear.
You know, I love you, Linda. I just love you to pieces. I tell you, and all of the patriots that I've ever seen, and all the so-called patriot leaders, you're the only one that I really can see as functioning as a patriot leader, and you're a woman, and you're by yourself, really. I mean, you're standing up on your own two feet, and I hear all these people crying, grown men who fought in wars, crying about how there's one lonely person, and there's nothing that they can do. Boy, I tell you, you people out there, you better listen to this woman. You better listen to this woman, and then you better hang your head in shame. And then after you get through with that, you cry a few tears, then get up off your dead asses and do something.
And
she's putting you to shame. She is putting you to shame, and I love it. I just can't stand it. You know, I wasn't... I couldn't help this. This is just a burst of emotional recognition here, Linda. I hope you will forgive me. I didn't mean to embarrass you, and this I certainly didn't plan this. It comes from my heart. I mean this, really. You are to be commended. If I could give you a medal, I would.
It's not me.
Well, I don't see anybody else standing out there doing it.
It's not me. Well, I'm standing out there doing it, but it's not on my own.
Well, you probably have the same source of inspiration that I have. If you didn't do it.
Inspiration. It was an offer you can't refuse. Kind of like, you know, Moses was picked and he stood and argued with God. Well, God told me I had to get involved in this and I had to do what I literally was drop kicked into this. I didn't want to do this. I had a nice life. I had a nice legal practice. I have kids. I have a home. It used to be neat and tidy. I had a lot of free time, things I could do, and I really didn't want to do this. And I have to. I absolutely have to because this is my job. I was supposed to do. Everything in my life has led to this. And I see it now, I realize it, I know it, and I'm going to do it until they kill me. That's all there is to it. Because what is at stake here is the Constitution of the United States, but even more than that, this is a spiritual war, the classic war between good and evil, and the good guys are not going to win if they don't fight.
That's right.
It's simply just not going to happen. You're going to have to change what's going on, and to do that, it's going to take people getting up and doing something. If it means only getting up and making a phone call, at least you've done something. Make one phone call, and after you make one phone call and you see that it made a difference, maybe you'll make two or three. After that, maybe you'll knock on some doors of your governors, the people that are in a position to make a difference. Enlighten them. Tell them what they've bought into. Tell them who they're helping. Tell your congressmen they better read the laws they're passing, not just the synopsises that are given to them by a law clerk that's handpicked by these evil people.
Oh, Linda, you just shocked a lot of people. They don't understand that their congressmen and senators don't read the laws that they vote for or against, that they don't even know what's in those laws.
They don't have a clue what's in those laws. They believe what's given to them. Some law clerk that's been handpicked by the people that are actually running this country.
Same people that pick the electors.
Exactly. And that's another thing. We got to get rid of the 17th Amendment. I mean, off the bat, guys, this should be a big deal, but that's, at this point, it's kind of like putting out a yard fire while the house is burning down. But someday when we get to it, the 17th Amendment's got to go.
That's right.
Because that is one of the things that has allowed these people to manipulate every presidential election.
Yeah, most of you don't understand that one man, one vote is not the United States or American way. That's the communist way. One man, one vote comes out of the Communist Manifesto. It does not come from anything in this country's history. This is not a democracy, never was. In fact, democracy is a code word for socialism. This is a republic, and if you don't know what a republic means, get your nose in some books, and the older the books are, the better education you're going to get.
But what the 17th Amendment did was took away each of our individual rights to select our own representatives. We have not had representative government in this country since the 17th Amendment was enacted.
That's correct.
Because your vote doesn't count. The only vote that counts is the vote of the electorate. And who picks the electorate? The parties that's in power at the time in the state and the governor of that state. And how are they influenced? By who has the money. And who has the money? The same people that control the Federal Reserve Bank. The same people that have controlled our elections all this time by manipulating the electoral vote, the same people who are ruining your life and my life and destroying the Constitution and everything this country was founded upon, and what for? Their own personal greed and their own quest for power. This has got to stop.
That's absolutely correct. But most of the people out there, Linda, thought when they read or heard about the electorate that it was them that was being discussed. It wasn't them at all, was it?
Not at all. Every state has so many electorate votes they're allowed to have, and the governor of that state is the official person who picks who will be the electorate. But that's pretty theoretical in itself, because actually the people in charge of the party in that state, let's say your governor is a Democrat. This is just an example. I don't know if your governor is Democrat or Republican. Let's say he's a Democrat. Well, who got him in office? The leaders of the Democratic Party in that state. Well, how did they do that? With money. With money. They funded his campaign. They groomed him. They did all the things necessary to get him in power. Do you think he's going to buck those guys? Of course not. He knows where his bread's buttered. So when they say, well, I want you to pick Joe Schmo and Sally so forth, he's going to pick exactly who they tell him to pick.
Well, Linda, I hate to stop you and cut you off, but it's time to go. Folks, if you like the music that you heard on this program tonight, you can order it. The entire cassette, the whole album, is $12 post-paid. $12 post-paid. If you'd like to order the Waco video, remember it's $25 post-paid. If you want the militia kit, and this is a whole bunch of information, specify your state and send us $15 post-paid for the militia kit. I don't know what to say. This woman puts everybody out there to shame. I've been battling so long, and I've always felt that I was more or less out here by myself. And I know other people out there have been helping, but Linda is the first one that I've ever met that I really feel is really a leader. A leader. Okay? She is leading herself. I'm not trying to tell you that you should fall in behind her or fall in behind me or anybody else. I'm trying to educate you people that you are capable of discovering the truth for yourself. You are capable of leading yourself. We don't need all these organizations that split us up. We don't need black organizations and white organizations and Jewish organizations and Oriental organizations. We're either Americans or we're not. And if we're Americans, we better get together. And we better stay together, and we better save the only document in the history of the world, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that has ever, ever set man free, that has ever guaranteed the protection of our Creator-endowed rights. And if you don't understand that concept, then you better write to us with a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 envelope, enclosed $1. We'll send you an information packet. And you can order the tapes that we've done on Creator-endowed rights and on the Constitution and on the other things. You'll have a whole list of tapes that you can choose from. Folks, this is the only radio program, this is the last media source in the world that dares to take a stand and tell the truth and dares to tell you to listen to everyone, read everything, believe no one, unless you can verify it in your own research. And we'll even tell you, if you're not willing to do the research, then you're a dummy. You're going to be somebody else's puppet all your life because you're going to be depending upon somebody to tell you what's true and what's not true. What time to get up, what time to go to bed, what to eat, when to fight, when not to fight, what's worth something and what's not worth something. You're going to be a puppet on a string, and when they pull the string, you're going to dance. And that's what most people have done all their lives. Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
This dollar bill you gave me ain't hardly worth the page it's printed on. The reason is it isn't lawful money, and the truth is stated plainly in this song. Paper money, paper money. It's a federal trick without a creed. It's the source of all inflation and the reasons why your ends don't meet. Our founding fathers wrote our Constitution, which states that only Congress has the right to print up dollars backed by gold and silver.